Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dean Harris, who is a design principal with JPC Architects in Washington State. How you doing, Dean?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, good to have you with us. We just were together in Chicago this past weekend at our Visions Design Award celebration. We'll talk about that in a minute, but let's first, just for the listeners so they get to understand who JPC is, why don't you tell me a little bit about JPC?
We're an interior architecture firm. We have about 42 designers on staff, a mix of architects and interior designers. We have 7 principals, all whom are licensed architects, but we take the approach to primarily corporate interiors as interior architecture, so it's an integrated approach. We're located in Bellevue, Washington, which is right across Lake Washington from Seattle, so they're the two competing cities. We're one of the few design firms that's decided to permanently locate itself in Bellevue, Washington, and that's where primarily most of your upscaled money comes in from Microsoft, and we are directly neighbors to Redmond, which is a headquarters of Microsoft.
Okay. This project that you won the grand prize for was actually your own offices. What we do with this design awards is we break it into vertical sectors, and we have a corporate sector. So you won the corporate sector prize, and then you also won the grand prize. Talk a little bit about that project, if you will.
Well, we typically take advantage of the real estate market and hop around from office space to office space about every 3 years, leveraging subleases. And the problem with that as designers is we never got to make a place that we could call our own home. So this time we found a retail space that had just been built, and we had a land use change so we could move into it as office use, and made a 10-year lease commitment. So this was the first space that we could actually say was our own. And the primary guiding principle of this was there'll be no excuses, no apologies to anybody that walks into this door. This is something we have to be completely proud of, and it has to be a complete reflection of us and our core values. And what a difference it made from the old office to the new office. The energy level of the staff has gone up 2 or 3 times. Everybody's just loves to be here. And clients themselves, it's generating more work just by itself.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things I know was a piece of this, you wanted to tear down the walls and build somewhat of a collaborative spirit with this design. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, before we had a space that was partly converted for use as an architect studio, but not 100% because we had restoration issues with the landlord with that. This one, we decided to make this one big, large newsroom-like studio. So everybody's in one big room, and rather than having lots of little collaboration areas amidst a maze of offices, this is one giant studio, and everybody's in under the same roof. The exchange of ideas and energy and information is tremendous. The principals still work in offices, but we pulled all those offices off the glass and put them towards the back, so all of the open studio talent gets the natural light.
This project was done last year, is that right?
Yes.
And one of the things that I need to point out is that some of the finishes you used, most of them are very light and airy. You used a combination of modular carpet and polished concrete. Talk a little bit, just a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, originally we wanted to use really, really minimalist materials and have that feel a minimalist, modernist design studio environment. So all the work that was pinned up and that's generated is showcased, much like an art gallery does for the work itself. So the idea was to go with completely polished concrete throughout, and it became apparent that that was almost too much of a good thing, too much hard surfaces. So how do you balance the two? And we introduced the modular carpet tiles in select areas, and actually that's a lot more affordable option anyway for a floor surface than the polished concrete. So strategically placing the polished concrete in areas where you get the most impact is the approach we took. And then the carpet tiles act as a nice mitigation for sound absorption because everywhere else it was pretty much hard, raw surfaces. So the balance between the two turned out to be a success.
So as I mentioned earlier, we did get together in Chicago with you this past weekend. We got all of the winners in the categories, 5 winners, and also we got our 4 sponsors, Bentley, Prince Street, Johnsonite, Centiva, and Crosswell, together for an event. So it was a fun time, wasn't it?
Oh, it was an amazing time. We were surprised at the hospitality, the good people. I learned a lot of good exchange of ideas. Even after we presented our project, the input and the cross-pollination of ideas that I got from everybody that was there was fantastic.
Well, thanks, Dean. One of the things that I noticed with you is that while we did take that architectural boat ride and got some good education there, you seem to be very focused on your continuing education. And later on Saturday afternoon, you went off on your own and even took a second architectural tour on foot. Were there any things to share with us that you learned from the Chicago tour?
The boat tour was really interesting because you got a pretty good overview of just the scale of the architecture and the variety. We're able to get a fast forward through the history of how the city built itself up. And then after that, we took a walking tour of contemporary high-rises in the Chicago downtown central business district there. And I was a little concerned that it might be a duplication of what we had seen on the boat trip earlier that morning. But actually it wasn't. Walking on foot and seeing these towers at their very base on the pedestrian scale and being right under them gave you a completely different experience. Plus the tour guide on that gave an additional set of information of what triggered many of these changes in the building technologies, like i.e. going from iron to steel, and really specifically what is the Chicago School architecture and really what is that composed of. So that was a really enriching and complimentary tour to what we did that morning on the boat as well.
All right, well, great. One of the things that I've always got to ask when I do these interviews, so you're out there in Bellevue, Washington. So how's business going?
Business is picking up. It's a little bit bumpy. We get periods where we start getting really busy, and then it slows down a little bit, then we start getting really busy again. We were able to hire staff a few months ago because we started to increase our workload. But it's not taking off at the same pace and momentum that it did after the last real estate cycle we had, which was some like 6 or 7 years ago. This one is a little bit different, but the markets that seem to be picking up are the ones that we were working in before, so we've been fortunate with that. We're seeing a turnaround slowly but surely. I know I myself am getting busier and busier in the last few months, so we're feeling optimistic, although we're cautious that there's going to be a few ups and downs along the way as well.
All right, great, Dean. Well, thanks for spending time with us this morning and talking to our audience. Again, we've been talking to Dean Harris, who is design principal with JPC Architecture in Bellevue, Washington, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.